Parshas Toldos, Yitzchak and Rivka got married. Vayhi Yitzchak ben arboim shana bekachta es Rivka, and it's 20 years later and there's still no children. Vayetar Yitzchak Lashem lenoichach ishtoi. Yitzchak davened, and Chazal say that they both davened. And from here we learn, say Chazal, Hashem misava b'tfiloson shel tzadikim. Rabbeinu Bechai asks on this pasuk, how can it be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mezava Yitzchak with Rivka and she's an akara, she can't have children? It was part of the plan of the world, of Hashem's master plan, that there's going to be a Klal Yisrael and there's going to be Shlosha Ovos and there's going to be Arba Imois. You can't be Ovos and Imois if you don't have children. How can it be that our boy named Kodim Yitzhiyas of Alad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, announces for, prearranges for Yitzchak and Rivka, and she's in Akara? Says Rabbeinu Bechai, this is the source from which Chazal deduced that HaKadosh Baruch Hu mis'avev b'tfiloson shel tzadikim. That means that they were created naturally and they were able to have children, and they should have had children in the natural world. But because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mis'aveh b'tfiloson, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants them to daven, therefore you withheld from them children. Rabbeinu Bechai is medayek this in the Lashon, in the Seid of the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Vayetar Yitzchak Lashem lenoichach ishtoi ki akara hi. Chronologically, it should have said first that she was an akara, and then Vayetar, then he davened afterwards to rectify the problem. The Pasuk first introduces the story that he davened, and then tells you, Ki Akarahi. Says Rabbeinu Bechai, the Apostle come to tell you that this is actually the way it works in Shemayim. First, there's a decision in Shemayim that we want him to daven, and because of that, she's made an Akara. This Yesoid applies not only to Tzadikim, but to all of us and all people in all manners of Tefillah. The Tefillah is not the solution to the problem, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the situation because he wants us to daven. Very well known, Rashi says in Parashas Beshalach that Klal Yisrael ended up outside on the banks of the Yam Suf and they couldn't go forwards and backwards and right and left. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu place them in this situation? Says Rashi, a moshel of the Melech who saved a girl, and at the time when he saved her, she cried to him and he wanted her to speak to him again and she refused to do so. What did the Melech do? He brought the bandits to come and capture her again, and lo and behold, she cries out to the king. So too, says the Rashi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to daven, but we were not davening. What did he do? He created a situation when we were standing on the banks of the Yam Suf without a Yeshua, Yenosi b'chagve asela b'seisera madrego, and the purpose of everything is Arinius Marayach Hashminius Koilech. I want to hear you crying, I want you to daven. This same sentiment we find in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Koshem is a noisav shel adam ki kriyas yamsof, or yoisem kriyas yamsof. And the pshat is the same pshat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has destined for each and every one of us, from the day that we are born, for our entire lives. It's all arranged by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But he makes a situation in which we don't get hold of those mazonos and we don't get that parnosa and that ashiras in order that we should daven. And as soon as we daven, we get that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give to us anyway. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, we say every day, Ritzon Yireh of Yaseh, Ves Chavosom, Yishma V'Yeshien. Says the Alshich, Ritzon Yireh of Yaseh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will anyway do the Ritzon Yireh of, the will of the Yireh of, it's already arranged. But nevertheless, it's only Rav Yasev es Shavosom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts us in a situation to force us to daven. A similar thing he says, Pshat Naposik and Tehillim, Peri Lamedalad, Eine Hashem el Tzadikim, V'oz Novel Shavosom. Eine Hashem el Tzadikim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has already seen what the Tzadik needs and what the Tzadik wants, and he wants to give it. What's the delay? V'oz Novel Shavosom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to hear us davening. He makes us feel that we're lacking in order that we should daven. And a similar thing says the Ma'arit in his Sefer Tzofnas Paneach. David HaMelech says in Tehillim Perek Chaf Aleph, Tavas liboy nosatoloi V'areshef sefasov bal monato selo. Says the Marit, Kavas liboy nosatala. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is prepared to give it to you even just because you want it and you need it. But nevertheless, v'areshef sefasov, until a person actually formulates it with his mouth and realizes how desperate he is for it and asks Hakadosh Baruch Hu, bal monato selo, you don't get it. The Chasam Sefer says on last week's parasha, we find that Eliezer went to Choron and had Kvitz HaDerech. V'ovei Hayoim, he left today, he arrived today, he's there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is arranging the Shidduch post-haste for Yitzchak Avinu. On the way back, he takes his Gemalim and they trudge along, and it's an extremely long trip on the way back. In fact, the Chasam Sefer, what happened to the Kvitz HaDerech? Says the Chasam Sefer, the Pasuk itself answers. The next pasuk says, "Vayetze Yitzchok lo suach pasode." Yitzchok hasn't davened. If you don't daven, there might be a shidduch arranged, and a sorah gemalim coming, and a shtar with all the nechosim of Avraham Avinu. But if you don't daven, you don't get it. So as long as Yitzchok didn't daven, there was a built-in delay in Eliezer's travels. Vayetze Yitzchok lo suach pasode. As soon as Yitzchok starts to daven, v'nei gemalim boim nechosah, immediately the Gemalim arrive exactly as HaKadosh Baruch Hu had planned. Who knows how many matonas, great gifts HaKadosh Baruch Hu has waiting for us, and He wants to give them to us, and we want them. And the only reason we don't get them is because we don't daven for them. This is from the original Bria of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He made the whole world, and He made the whole world for Adam Arishan. The Adam Ayin Laved Es Adama. There's no rain and nothing grows because Adam doesn't daven. And if you don't daven, you don't get anything at all. That's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it, because He's Mis'ava, He wants us to daven. The Lev Arya in Chulin and Basamach on the Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mis'ava L'Tfilosan. In fact, the Lev Arya, why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mis'ava L'Tfilosan? Does HaKadosh Baruch Hu then need my tefillah? And why should I suffer? Why should Yitzchok suffer? Why should Klal Yisrael suffer? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants my tefillah, Hashem Mis'ava L'Tfilosan. And the Teretz is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mis'ava L'Tfilosan, but not because He needs our tefillah, but because we need our tefillah. We are the ones who gain. We are the ones who need the opportunity to daven. This Teretz is explicit in this week's parasha. Vayetar Yitzchok L'Hashem L'Noichach Ishtoi. Yitzchok davened and Hashem answered his tefillah. And the Medrash is medayik, the word Vayetar Yitzchok Hashem, a strange loshen for loshen of tefillah. Rashi has his pshat in Vayetar. The Medrash says Vayetar comes from a loshen of digging. Chatira is the same as atira, an ayin is switched with a ches. Says the Medrash, Moshe Lamar Davadoyma, the king has his throne room and it's bedecked in gold and silver and precious stones and diamonds. He has a son, a prince, he wants to give some or all of his melucha to his son. But the kingdom has a set of rules, and there's guards who decide who comes into the throne room, and there's guards who check what you take out of the throne room. If the king wants to circumvent the rules, he wants to give to his own son, what does he do? He tells his son, you go outside the palace and start digging under the ground towards my throne room. And from inside my throne room, I will dig. And when we meet in the subterranean channel, in the tunnel underneath, I'll give you those brilliant diamonds that I want to give you from my throne room. Says the Medrash, Vayetar Yitzchok Lashem. Yitzchok dug towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you daven, you are granted an audience with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you circumvent all the Shomrim and all the Malachim and all the Midas Adin that doesn't allow us to get that which we want. Vayetar Yitzchok Lashem. He digs underneath and he davens and he pleads to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what's the response? By Yehoser Eloi Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu digs from his side, comes to meet you, and grants you that which you want and that which you daven for. Says Reb Shneur Zechrein Levrocha, in his Sefer Noyam Siach, what's the message of this Medrash? The same way that the king wants an opportunity for his son to get into the throne room, and this opportunity is denied by the Shomrim who are standing outside, like the Be'er Moshe explained, that there's all sorts of Shomrim who obstruct us getting into Hashem and obstruct the bracha coming to us from Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if you daven, davening is opportunity to meet Hashem direct. And when you meet Hashem direct, you dig towards Him, and He digs on the other side. Pitzchuli Pesach, ani eftach lochem, a Pesach kenegdoi. The Gemara says in Brochus in Davovam and Beis, Eilu Devarim ha'oimdim berumoy shel olam. There are some things which are oimed, which stand at the highest level in the world. Oimdim berumoy shel olam. Ubnei adam mezalzelim behem. And people don't attach the correct important. People despise them. And one of those things is tefillah. Says Reb Simcha Sisal la'alta van kalem. What does it mean that tefillah is oimdim berumoy shel olam? It means that when you daven, you are oimed beruma shel olam. You get there to the highest point in the world, and you stand in front of the kisei hakavod. A tefillah is medaber oimed lifnei hamelech. That's the opportunity of tefillah. Says Reb Chaim Voloshin, b'nei adam mezalzelim b'hem in tefillah. Doesn't mean that people despise the davening and don't daven. But if you don't realize that tefillah is oimed in beruma shel olam, if you don't comprehend that davening is an opportunity to elevate yourself spiritually right up to standing in Hashem's throne room, that's called mezalzelim b'hem. You didn't realize. You don't attach the importance. You don't comprehend and appreciate the matana that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving you in tefillah. And if you don't appreciate it, if you mezalzel, if you don't realize it, I'm the Merumah Shel Olam. Says Chaim Shmulevitz, you don't realize the value, then you'll be denied the value, and the tefillah won't work. The Gemara says in Nida, if a person wants to be matzliach in his learning, yispalil lemi shachochma shalo, you should daven to the one who gives chochma to the world. And if he wants ashirus, yispalil lemi shashirus shalo. And if he wants children, he should daven lemi shabonim shalo, to the one who gives out children. And the Mefarshim ask a kash on this Gemara. Why does the Gemara need to speak out specifically, each one individually? Lemisha chochma shaloi, yisfal lemisha shiris shaloi, yivakish rachamim mimisha bonim shaloi. The Gemara should say, a person should daven, that's good enough. Says the Mefarshim in the Gemara is, that the Gemara is explaining to us the essence of tefillah. What does it mean when I daven for chokhma? It means that I understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Misha Chokhma Shaloi. And there's no other way of getting chokhma other than getting it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If that's the way you daven, if a person is Yevakesh Rachamim, Mi Misha Chokhma Shaloi, and the only way I can get chokhma is going to stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the one who gives chokhma. That's when you get your chokhma. Says the Gemara, you want Ashiras, it's not good enough to open up the siddur and daven. Yivakish rachamim mimisha ashiras shaloi. Come to comprehend and internalize that ashiras comes from Hashem and only from Hashem, and there's no other way of getting it. Be oimim beruma shaloilam. And that's when you get the ashiras. And the same, yivakish rachamim mimisha bonim shaloi. That's what tefillah is all about. It's written in the Sforim, a Maisa, which happened in Kelem. People came to the altar from Kelem, and they said to him, this particular person, we have to be mechabed him. He's a very special person, very holy person. He says, Alta, how do you know? So they said to him, we stand next to him, Shoen Esther, and every day he comes, and he breaks down in tears, he's davening for the Geula. Says the altar from Kelem, so why is that in itself worthy of such praise and such chashivas? So they said to him, the fellow davens beforehand, and he says, Baruch Alino Hashem Elokei Lashon HaZois, and he doesn't cry and doesn't break down. Evidently, that's not so important to him. And this is such a spiritual person. that he cries every time when he davens for the Gula. Says Alta from Kellum, you misunderstand this person. This person might want money more than he wants the Gula, but he doesn't cry in Baruch Aleinu because he thinks, I work, I earn, I deserve, I'm a tzliach. Why do I need to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? But when it comes to his Chazeno Inenu, that's when he finally appreciates and realizes there's no way of bringing the Geula. There's no way of a Chazeno Inenu if Hashem's not going to be the one who's going to give it to me. And that's when he breaks down crying, because that's a real tefillah by him. What we're trying to do is to come to the realization that when we say Atachin Ladam Das, we should cry and appreciate that we're standing Beruma Shalom and we're davening Lemisha Chochma Shalom. And when we daven Baruch Aleinu, we're davening Lemisha Ashiras Shalom. And that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu grants our requests. Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu mis'avel et filosan shel tzadikim? Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us in a situation that we don't get what he wants to give to us? Is because he wants for our good that we should be able to uplift ourselves and be oimer berumay shaloylam. The Gemara says that ideally a shul should have two doors. If a person should come, yikonis derech shnei psachim, before he stands in davening shmoneh esrei, is pasul shulchan aruch. Ideally, that's the way tefillah should be. Says the Chiddush Arim, avada the Gemara means in a literal way, but why? Because we want a person to feel when he comes to davening that I'm going through one shahr, I'm going through the next gate, and I'm coming closer and closer to the Shechinah itself. That's the essence of tefillah, that I'm standing lemi shashiras shaloi. The Gemara tells us he's not allowed to walk around during Shemoneh Esra. So he's asked the Kasha, the finder Bekiva, he started Shemoneh Esra in one end of the room, and he finished the other end of the room. Says the Vilna Gaon, Rabbi Kiva, when he davened, he felt he was standing berumay shaloilam. Rabbi Kiva didn't feel attached to this world. He felt completely cut off from this world. He's spashtus agashmias. He had nothing to do with this world. He's standing in front of the Misha Chochma Shaloi. If he moves around from one end of the room to the other end of the room, by Rabbi Kiva, that's not called a shinu mokim in the middle of tefillah, because he's standing berumay shaloilam. That's the tefillah to which we aspire. That's the tefillah which, when a person davens properly, Vayetar Yitzchak Lashem, if that's the way you daven, that you're digging to get into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then Vayyoser Lashem, Hashem will answer your tefillah. Chazal tell us, Lenoichach Ishtoi, Hu Oymed Bezavis Zu, Vahi Oymedis Bezavis Zu, they're standing in two opposite corners of the room, and the Mephoshim tell us, because a proper tefillah is like a korban. When you bring a korban, which part of every korban comes on the mizbeach? There's a zrika. When you bring a korban oila, it's a zrika on four corners of the mizbeach. Shtayim shem arba. You sprinkle the blood on one corner and on the opposite corner, and in that way, the entire mizbeach is surrounded with the dam of the korban. That's how close you come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayet HaYitzchak Lashem L'noichach Ishtoi. When you realize that you're digging and you're getting closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you feel like you're bringing a korban. You're standing in the Beis HaMikdash. You're in the holiest of places. And if that's the way you daven, Vayyoser Lo Hashem, then it's worthwhile the tzara. The Hashmi'inis Koylech is actually what happened. And when that happened, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a Kriyas Yamsuf L'mailu Miderech HaTeva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends us Ashinus and Chochma and Bonim, because we have arrived at the destination that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to be. Yikra'eini ve'e'enehu imoy anechi b'tzara. The purpose is, says the Malbim, Yikra'eini ve'e'enehu, I want him to daven and I want to answer him, and therefore imoy anechi b'tzara, I have to place him in a tzara in order to get him to the situation of Yikra'eini ve'e'enehu. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu bench each and every one of us to see, to feel in our own lives that everything that we daven for is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give it to us, and there's big matanas waiting for us, and we should be zoicha to see health, happiness, prosperity, atzlocha, and ruchnis, and gashmias, and kol tuv selah.